No law at all in Deadwood. Is that true?
No law can make it respect. Where only the few survive and many are forgotten. It's Deadwood Radio with Earl Brown. And it's only here in Outlaw Country.
Hey, you're listening to Outlaw Country on Sirius Satellite Radio. And this is the Deadwood Radio program, where for the last 11 weeks, we've been bringing you the gunslingers, the gold diggers, and the cocksuckers that populate HBO's cutting-edge Western. I can count myself among that. I have been incredibly proud for the last 3 years to play Dan Doherty on that show. And my co-host, nice enough to come back and join us for this finale,
Ian McShane. You may know me as Al Swearingen on the show, ready to be educated for another week in the ins and outs of country music. Take it away, Earl.
It's bittersweet to come down to the finale because we know we're going to be without our Deadwood for a while. So we're going to start out a segment of songs. This is Roseanne Cash with Burn Down This Town.
Tell you that fucking word. These are whites, huh?
White cocksucker!
Two white cocksuckers killed him and stole the dope that he was bringing to you.
White cocksucker! You, Swidgen!
The dope that you were gonna fucking sell to me?
White cocksucker!
These two white cocksuckers? Who the fuck did it?
Who?
Who, you ignorant fucking chink?
Who?
Who? Who stole the fucking dope?
Cocksucker!
A watching while some old friends do a line, holding back the want to in my own addicted mind, wishing it was still a thing even I could do. Wishing all these old things were new, watching while some young men go to jail, and they show it all on TV just to see somebody fail. And I guess there's not a single thing a man like me can do. Wishing all these old things were new, wishing all these old things were new. Good times like the roaring 20s and the roaring 80s too. Thinking about the good old days before it all fell through. Wishing all these old things were new. Cigarettes around. They say it's time that Dad should lay tobacco down. But if I could start all over, guess I'd still do what I'd do. Wishing all these old things were new. Wishing all these old things were new. Good times like the roaring 20s and the roaring 80s too. Thinking about the good old days before it all fell through. Wishing all these old things were new. Wishing all these old things were new.
Downhill the river leads to sea. And in the sticky heat, I feel you open up to me. Love comes out of nowhere, baby, just like a hurricane, and it feels like rain. And it feels like rain. Lying here underneath the stars, right next to you. And I'm wondering who you are and how do you do. Clouds rolling across the moon, and the wind howling out your name. like rain. And it feels like rain. So button down the hatch, baby, and leave your heart up your sleeve. It looks like we're in for stormy weather. That ain't no cause for us to leave. Just lie here in my arms. Let it wash away the pain. And it feels like rain. And it feels like rain.
That was Buddy Guy. That's, again, the great thing about the format of this station. Anything goes. If it's genuine, if it's full of heart, if it's full of soul, we play it. You're listening to Outlaw Country on Sirius Satellites, the Deadwood Radio Show. I'm Earl Brown. Ian McShane is here with me. We have a special guest. She was nice enough to come back. It seems like all of us through the last 11 weeks are coming in to tip our hat and say thanks and goodbye. Jerry Jewell's back with us. Say hey, Jerry.
Hello.
Jerry plays Jewel on our show. You want to? I know we've talked about it before, but tell the story about how you came to be on the show when you ran into David Milch, our show creator.
It was in 2002, and I was in a pharmacy, and I was standing in line in the pharmacy, and David was in front of me, and he turned around. He goes, "Are you Jerry Jewel?" And I said, "Do I have to admit it?" You know, I was in a lot of pain that day. I was there to pick up Botox, to inject myself with Botox for chronic pain in my back and shoulders. And I wasn't in the best of moods, and I was wearing pajama bottoms and a coat similar to Michael Jackson. And so I was kind of embarrassed that he recognized me. But I said, "Yeah." And he said, "Well, I haven't seen you on TV in a long time." "Yeah, well, hey, you know." He said, "Do you want to do a Western?" I said, "Excuse me, sir, but, you know, just because I'm in a pharmacy, it doesn't mean I'm fucked up." He said, no, Jerry, in case you don't recognize me, my name is David Milch." I said, "Oh, my God. Wow." He said, "Do you want to do a Western?" "A Western?" "Yeah, I got a new HBO series called Deadwood." You know, and I looked up as far as my neck would allow me to look, and I said, "God, you have a quirky sense of humor. I'm standing here with cerebral palsy and a broken neck, and David Milch wants to put me on a horse." And that was the beginning.
That's the way I love. We'll talk about it in the next segment, how it's unfolded, the relationship between Swearingen and Jewel. I think that's a wonderful thing that exposes Swearingen. His underneath motives. But first of all, let's get back to some music. Let's see, what are we going to know now? What are we going to play? Ah, Earth Rolls On, Billy Joe Shaver.
The earth rolls on. The earth rolls on. The earth rolls on and on. And on. The pale moonlight shines through the night and slowly fades into the dawn. It was you who swore that you loved me, and it was you
disappearing light. Yes, it's true, it's true.
Last night's conversation with a real good friend of mine, drinking wine, wine, wine. Said 50 years of living and your worst mistakes forgiven, just take time, time, time. One man's lust for life brings world renown, and the next guy can't get 2 feet off the ground. He's earthbound.
Earthbound.
Hear the wind through the tops of the trees.
Earthbound.
Summer sun nearly 90 degrees.
Earthbound.
Big old moon sinking down. Think I might stick around. Once way back when she had almond eyes and olive skin and long black hair. She was Irish, Spanish, mixed breed. I was Southeast Texas AC. We were almost there. Her daddy did not like my kind around. The true love took the next train out of town. There's fathers and daughters in pain.
Earthbound.
Mama's boy walking home in the rain.
Earthbound.
Like a ship run aground. Think I might stick around. I'm earthbound. I'm in need of thicker glasses, but it's all okay. Someday I'll be leaving, but I just can't help believing that it's not today. Hey, every golden moment I have found, I've done my best to run right in the ground.
Earthbound.
See the sky big and beautiful blue.
Earthbound.
Fallen angels come calling for you.
Earthbound.
Keeping close to the ground. Think I might stick around.
Earthbound.
Tom Waits, Aretha Franklin, Mary Carr.
Earthbound.
Walter Cronkite, Seamus Haney, Ringo Starr.
Earthbound.
The Dalai Lama, Charlie Brown. Make me wanna stick around. I'm earthbound.
I'm on the verge of striking you a fucking blow.
Oh, which I'd be inclined to absorb as proof you passed the killing of that giant, which I have been waiting to hear you volunteer.
Why didn't you just ask me to volunteer it?
Because opinion solicited does not equal one freely voiced.
Living life by your way. Time's been between us amazed to an end. God, it's good to be here walking together, my friend. Living a dream. My mind stopped aching. That's how it happened, living life by the drop. That's how it happened, living life by the drop. That's how it happened, living life by the drop.
In the park, playing croquet till it's dark, old friends. Old friends, swapping lies of lives and loves, pitching popcorn to the doves, old friends.
Watch a bird holding arms to climb a curb, old friends. Oh, old friend,
old friend. Lord, when all my work is done, bless my life, grant me one, old friend. At least one, old friend.
Looking up to watch a bird, holding arms to climb a curb, old friends. Old friends. Lord, when all my work is done, bless my life and grant me one, old friend. At least one.
Hi, this is Ian McShane. You're listening to Deadwood Radio on Sirius Satellite Radio in Outlaw Country. And I've been getting education, as you've heard by Mr. Earl Brown the last few weeks, listening to very varied forms of what you call country music. This sounds like world music to me. It's fantastic. Anyway, that was Jerry Jewell you heard before the break to the music. And she plays Jewell, Swear Engines, what is she, the Swear Engine? The sister, the daughter he never had, the sister, the person he looks after but can't stand to be around. Does she remind me of the infirmities in the world, and all looks good in the world? They have this extraordinary relationship. I'm going to ask Jerry to explain this, because I tend to call her, you know, when we're on the set, Jerry said, I'm a stand-up comic, really. I said, don't you mean lean up? Which sort of explained our relationship, and we've become really, really very tight in a very great way. So here she is. Talk about it, Jerry.
Yeah, I would second that, Ian. I have a lot of respect for you. Enjoyed working with you immensely, and it's a challenge, you know, being the fucking gimp.
Absolutely.
It really is, because, you know, that's what my childhood was like. You know, you gimp, you retard, and everybody just tossed me aside, and kids didn't play with me, so I had to psychologically go back and embrace that part of the pain of being called all that all over again 40 some odd years later.
Do you think it's done you good in a way? I mean, you have an amazing outlook anyway.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But I think, like all of us, Deadwood has brought something out that, you know, I've never worked on a show whereby I look forward to seeing everybody on that show every day. And I will continue to do so the rest of my life. There's not one person I wouldn't want to spend any, time with. It's like, well, go on.
When Franklin Ajayi joined our cast last year, he said something that
was
great.
Well, maybe him. Maybe I would want to see him.
Well, he said, you know, I've been doing this for 30 plus years. And he said, it's the first time I've ever been on a show that when people sign out, they stick around. They don't leave and go home. They want to hang out. You know, and it was that way. We had some guests that came down. Actually, we'll play some of their music a little later. Some folks that we're fans of. We'll get to that in a block or two away. Just hearing Jerry tell that story makes me want to play this other song. I know we're going to change the segment here a little bit. A song called Peggy Leg by Terry Allen. We've played it once in the past, but it just reiterates some of the stories that she just told us.
Yeah.
So this is Terry Allen.
There's a one-legged woman on the dance floor, and that a one leg's so pretty she don't need no more. She got a graceful demeanor, a pure ballerina with a beautiful heart. Who gives a damn if she's one leg short? 'Cause if you knew Peggy Leg, you'd be down at her knee and beg and beg for her to just give you some time of day. But she'd just blow you a kiss, boy, and twirl's a twirl, this is all she'd say.
We all got missing parts right from the start. We got to live with about all a body can do is just stumble on through what God gives to it. All you need is a heart and just enough of a brain to get you half-ass in out of the rain.
On the bandstand, she sings a full-bodied song about a one-legged man. She kinda jiggles her thigh when she sings at this guy in the perfect balance of life, about how all he's got left is just what she's got right. And if you knew Peggy Leg, you'd be down at her to just give you some time of day. She'd blow you a kiss, boy, twirl's a twirl, this is all she'd say.
We all got missing parts right from the start. We got to live with that all a body can do is just stumble on through what God gives to it. All you need is your heart and just enough of a brain to get you half-ass in out of the rain.
If you knew Peggy Leg, you'd be down at her knee and beg and beg for her to just give you some time of day. But she'd blow you a kiss, boy, twirls that twirl,
blows you away.
Telling you, yes.
and making no fucking apologies. And saying,
one more question in that tone will collect your broken jaw.
Look here, I want you to, especially you, darling, I want you to put your seat back. I want you to punch your car into automatic cruise. Turn your collar up. And get ready, because the gangster is going to get you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. Billy Kid and all the rest. There's supposed to be some bad cats way out in the west. Now if those cats could have dug me in my gangsta ways, they would have hung up their guns, child, and dug it to their graves. I'm a gangsta, man. A gangster love. I'm a gangster, yeah. Gangster love. Cadillac and run across the borderline and roll 55 girls and kissed them all at the same time. Just 25 or 30 and put them all on a freight. It was $1 million reward for me in each and every state. Sheriff said, is your name Stevie Guitar Miller, in a very deep voice, and I say, yes sir, brother sheriff, and that's your wife on the back of my horse. I'm a gangster, man.
Jackson. Yeah. Cause when I walk into a bar, girls near him by, say I'm a
Hi, this is Ian McShane here on Deadwood Radio. You're listening to In Outlaw Country. And that was my little contribution, Stevie Guitar Miller playing the Gangster of Love.
That's right.
Thank you, Earl.
Well, thanks. Thanks for coming down. This has been a treat. We did a special last year, 1 2-hour segment with a few of us. And it went so well. We had such a good time. Steve Popovich called me up and said, would you guys want to do 12 episodes this season? You know, that we could coincide with each episode of the show. So it's, I think I can speak for us all when I say that this TV show has been the high water mark of our careers. I don't know that I'll ever be on anything else I care this much about. Ian, you've been in this business a lot longer than I. And this has I know it's catapulted your career. I knew your work before this. But this has, Al Swearingen is an American archetype.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sad to see one wind down as this season is winding down. So in that, I'm in such a wonderfully happy mood, I'm going to have to play some heavy metal to get myself worked up in the middle of it.
Well, who knows? You're talking about Deadwood may be not coming back again for season 4?
Well, that's the...
Or who knows what they're up to? I mean, I don't know. It's so many things involved in this area. It's been an extraordinary experience. That ranch is sitting there waiting for us to return. I know that. That little place of haven where we go and we work, and because we are spoiled in a way, because everybody's on that ranch together. It's not like we all eat together. I'm talking about the editors, the writers, the cowboys, the extras, or supporting artists, I should call them, whatever, the actors, the wardrobe, the everybody. It's a whole, and we are spoiled because we're all there together every day, so you feel like you're part of something. You're part of some sort of cowboy socialism. Dare I say that word in America? I think I can, because what it means is everybody working together for a common cause. And for 3 years, you've seen something on TV that I don't think has been equaled in a sense and won't be for a while. And we owe it all to our General Patton, who is Mr. David Milch. If it's not to be, it's not to be. If it is to be, it will be. You know, write it and we will come, David. That's all I have to say. And I love all the guys in the show from wherever.
The cat's out of the bag with... We're taping some of these radio shows in advance. And as we tape this, we don't know the future of Deadwood. I've never been on anything that was a hit that was in danger of being yanked. Because of the almighty dollar.
You know, this is Hollywood.
You know something, that's a segue.
Bottom line. I mean, it really is a true line. It's Hollywood, you don't know. There's also other reasons going on. It's just that we can judge only by the experience we've had, which is, thank God, nothing to do with adding together and multiplying, you know, mathematical tables. It's to do with the work you do. And this has been fucking extraordinary.
Well, this is a segue to a song idea. I want to play one of the Sacred Cowboy numbers. This is... instrumental leading into a song called Greed.
red door. You're a big boy, now you don't need them anymore. You forgot you once were. More than need, they gotta bleed.
this fucking bullshit. I have had a tough fucking day.